For several years now, the Scottish Government's creation of Social Security Scotland has been underway. Now, this is because certain welfare payments were devolved from the Westminster Government, and for many of our listeners who are registered blind, a benefit called Personal Independence Payment is an important one they have been keeping an eye on. Now, we've been following the progress for a few years now, and joining me is Shirley Ann Somerville. She's the Cabinet Secretary looking after the creation and the development of Social Security Scotland. Shirley Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Shirley Ann, Social Security Scotland has been in development now for a few years, and the public have been hugely involved in the creation of this. Was this really done deliberately with the public in mind to create something which was probably more people-friendly than people were perhaps used to?
Well, we absolutely have to make sure that we get this new public service right, and I think the most obvious and the best way to do that is to actually ask people who will be using the service, what do they want to see from it? So there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from people who have experienced the current DWP system in terms of what they don't want to see. But more importantly, it just gives people the opportunity to be able to shape a brand new system. And that is done deliberately because we want to get this right and we want people to feel that this is a system that they can rely on if they require it, that they can have trust in, and that they can actually also be proud, partly because of the work that they've taken to help shape it, but because they know that this is something that genuinely will deliver for the people of Scotland whenever they need it to. What we've needed to do is to ensure that people can move over from the current PIP system onto our new system, and that will be seamless. People won't have to apply for the new benefit. They won't have to go through any rigmarole in that process. So we're supporting people through that process. So parts of the system will look similar in terms of the way that the benefit is laid out in terms of mobility and care packages and so on. So those payment arrangements are the same. The really big difference, though, is particularly for new claimants, is around everything from your support for pre-application, which isn't really there under the current system, making the application process as simple as possible, no trick questions, no double questions, making it as easy as possible for people to fill in and for people then to know what supporting information will help a case manager be able to make a decision on their case. And all of that is being designed with people who would be filling in that form. A very important part that we're changing is that there will be no DWP style assessments as part of this process, because we know that that is an area that people have exceptional concern over, and that they've used words in our experience panels, which are people with lived experience, use words like degrading, exceptionally stressful and so on. So they will go, and instead of that, we'll have what's called a consultation that will be done by someone who works for the Social Security Scotland, not a private sector, no targets, and it's a conversation based on trust about a person's disability or condition and how it impacts on them. And those will only be done if there's no other way of getting the information. So just now, under the current system, you're seeing those DWP assessments happening the vast majority of the time. Under our system, that won't be the case. There'll also be no asking someone to, for example, test their grip or test how far they can walk or, you know, feel that you're under investigation as part of this. It's very much a conversation based on trust. And for those that are already on PIP, we are making sure that people, when they get reviewed, will be reviewed under our new system once we get the adult disability payments established, and that will be a very much a light touch review. So it may only be, for example, asking someone, has your condition changed? Has it got better? Has it got worse? Has it stayed the same? And if that's all we need to be able to make a decision, then that will be all that that light touch review will be required. We might need some more information from some people, but again, it's on that very light touch basis. Again, based on trust and based on helping people through the process, because you can still take the right decisions and you can still have a very stringent system, but you treat people with respect through it. You support them through this whole process, and that will help get the right decision at the end of the day. And it will help encourage, I hope, people to be able to come forward and feel that they can be part of this process and be supported through it. And that's such an important part of it all the way through the journey.
I think a lot of people will be comforted by that because they may have conditions which will either only deteriorate or will never improve. So you're really taking those regular checks out of the whole equation.
We're making sure that people are reviewed between 5 and 10 years. And that review period will be set at the start of a person's award or at their next review date. And obviously the case manager will take into consideration, as I say, whether the condition is likely to get worse and so on. So this will be based on what's right for that client. And then, very, very importantly, the clients need to feel that they can be supported through this and they need to be encouraged to perhaps come to the agency if their condition has got worse, because currently we have people who fear contact with the DWP system because they fear having their benefits taken away from them. And we actually want to get to the point where people feel they can trust their system, because it is their system, to feel that they can trust the system to be able to make contact with the agency if, say, their condition or their disability has got worse, because it may actually be that they should be on a higher award rate.
Just one final question then. Do you have a date or a rough idea when that payment will begin in Scotland, taking over from PIP?
Well, I appreciate that people are exceptionally frustrated that it's not in at the moment, and we had hoped to take our replacement to PIP, the adult disability payment, in at the start of next year in 2021. Unfortunately, COVID has really changed things for us in the Social Security Scotland and in the Scottish Government, but also in the DWP, because this is a joint programme, and also within health and social care, because we need those people to help us design the system. So we're currently going through a replanning exercise at the moment because of the current pandemic that we're still in, and we're still seeing health and social care being impacted. We're still seeing DWP being impacted in terms of their programmes, partly because of the huge increase in cases for universal credit, for example. So they've had to move people off the work that was also in the design and the joint programme with us up here in Scotland. So I completely appreciate it. It's a real big frustration because we're talking about a new system. We're assuring people that they're right at the heart of designing it. But I'm afraid at this point, I'm unable to be able to say when it will take into place. But I will give people the reassurance that we are trying so hard to get this in place, because I hear that people are suffering, are under stress on the current system, and I really want to deliver this for them as soon as we can in conjunction with the DWP and our partners in health and social care.
Shirley Ann, it's a story we will continue to follow, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.